Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast. And our topic is, can T.D. Jakes please buy Paula White some windows? Now, you're probably wondering why we have that title, but I guess about 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was a story that was on the internet, and it was from the Lakeland Ledger, I believe. And I had wondered myself what was happening there in Lakeland with the property that Paula White bought. They have a church in Tampa, and then they bought this property out there in Lakeland, Florida. And it's about 65 acres, a big church sanctuary that seats over 9,000 people. It was built in the 1980s, and it was once an Assembly of God church, pastored by Carl Strader. Also on the property is an old carpenter's home. It was built in the 1920s, and it was a retirement home for carpenters. And that is a huge building. It looks like, it looks like it could have 200, 300 rooms in there. It's huge. But anyway, I was wondering what was going on over there, because I hadn't heard. I had heard that there was possibly the property was going into foreclosure, but I didn't know really what was going to happen out there. So anyway, they posted a story in the Lakeland Ledger that the building was being vacated, had been ordered vacated by the fire department, and that happened sometime in, I guess, the end of August or the beginning of September. So they weren't allowed to use the building because they didn't pay their electric bill. Now, one newspaper was reporting that the electric bill was over $50,000. So since they didn't have any electricity, I guess the sprinkler system wouldn't work. Of course, they didn't have any air conditioning. So they were ordered not to use the building. And a friend of mine lives in Lakeland, Florida, and I asked her if she wouldn't mind going over there to see what was going on there at the building, if anybody was using it or if they were still holding church services there. Anyway, when she went out there, she was very surprised to see that some windows had been broken out, many windows, as a matter of fact, on the old carpenter's home. And it had been vandalized. She was able to look through one of the broken windows and see that there was graffiti inside the building. There had been, it looked like some insulation was hanging down. The building was in really bad shape. So I decided that I probably should call the ministry in Tampa and let them know that their building was being vandalized in case they didn't know. I was surprised that they didn't know, because you would think that they would have somebody going out there and checking. Also, what I found really shocking was that the doors to the old carpenter's home were unlocked, and some of them were standing wide open. So who knows if somebody wasn't living in there or what was going on. But, well, they thanked me for calling, and I was really shocked, let me say that, because of all the people that live in Lakeland, and there was also people that knew Paula, had worked for her ministry, and I'm thinking, why isn't anybody watching that building or at least telling them what's going on? So anyway, about 10 days had passed since Karen went out there to first see the building, and I had notified them that the building was being vandalized, that the doors were open, windows were broken. Anyway, when she went back out there about 10 days later, she found that the doors were still not locked. The windows, some of them had been covered in black plastic, looked like plastic garbage bags. So I'm thinking, there's really something wrong going on here, because you think that with all the people that Paula knew in the ministry, and you think somebody could buy her some windows and maybe some door locks, or somebody would donate their time and go out there and help them secure that building. It's really, really unbelievable. So we posted a video on YouTube, and it was entitled, What Happened to Without Walls Lakeland? And anyway, somebody from Without Walls in Tampa had filed a bogus copyright complaint, which a lot of these ministries do that. If anybody posts anything on YouTube they don't like, they just file a copyright complaint against you, even though they have no legal basis to do it, because there is a fair use statute, and you are entitled to use just a small portion. You can use a photograph or just a small portion of something if you're reporting, doing a news story like they do for documentaries. And so anyway, they tried to shut the video down. I don't understand why they would want to shut it down. It's I'm thinking to myself, now I live probably 50 or 60 miles away from the church. I don't even live in Lakeland. And I was more concerned about her building than her friends were. So, you know, I am not Paula White's enemy. I was more concerned about her building than they were. So also, the fact that this building is being left unlocked and windows open, even if they have insurance on this building, if anything happens to it, the insurance company is not even going to cover it, because you have to make sure that your doors are locked and your windows are secure for insurance to cover anything. So I just don't understand it at all. But it's something, you know, the prosperity preachers like you to think, or they tell you all you have to do is give them a little bit of money, sow your seeds and pay your tithes, and you get all these supernatural blessings, and God meets all your needs. And Paula likes to tell you that she's discovered how to get her needs met with her. She broke the back of poverty with a $1,000 seed or whatever. But yet, you can go to my YouTube channel, Prophetic News TV, or Jonah T for Tom 48, and you can see the video. And you can see the building. You can see the broken out windows. You can see the garbage bags used instead of glass. So it didn't work. You can't pay God off. You can't give him any amount of money to pay him off to get him to do things for you. And Paula White herself, it was reported that she bought T.D. Jakes a Bentley. Now, you know that a Bentley cost about $200,000, $300,000. That's how much that car cost. Anyway, she bought him this Bentley. Now, he's been out to that property. All her friends have been out there. I don't know how long those windows have been broken out. There's quite a few windows broken out. I want to know, why isn't anybody helping this girl out? T.D. Jakes, can you please buy Paula some windows? And anyway, it is a crazy situation, I'm telling you, because not only that, but then they leave this building in Lakeland abandoned and vandalized, and then Paula goes over to New Destiny Christian Center there that belonged to Zachary Timms, who's now passed away. Now she's the pastor there, and she was telling the people on Sunday that she's going to build them a brand new building. In 2 years, they're getting a new building. Well, they couldn't even take care of the building they had in Lakeland. So, they need a little bit of a reality check there. A little bit of a reality check that there's something going on and it's messed up. It's like really messed up. So I was supposed to have my friend Karen on today. I don't know what happened, but anyway, she was actually there on Sunday, and she saw that they had put up some no trespassing signs on the building, and also they had put up some, the doors were open, the doors were still unlocked and open, anybody could go in, and the windows, a few of them, were covered with trash bags, and even somebody cut a hole in one of the trash bags, so I guess they thought they could climb through there, although the doors are open. So anyway, I invite Paula White to come on this program, and let's have a chat. You know, she's welcome to come on and give her point of view. We hope the best for her. You know, that's all I could say. You know, I really hope the best for her, but I think really it's a wake-up call. I think that God is really trying to get through to her, and you can't, you know, try to shut people down when they're telling you the truth. You can't silence the truth, because we have God's word. So whether or not you were trying to shut me up, or there's somebody else, suing people. They were suing people that had worked for them, and it's just not the godly thing to do. So anyway, I'm calling on T.D. Jakes and some of Paula White's friends there to please buy Paula some windows. Okay, you can go to my YouTube channel, Prophetic News TV, or Jonah, T for Tom 48, and you can see the video there. God bless you. Come back again.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.